over three chatzeres, shel days batim. And each chatzer, you have two houses living there. So the kids, you have to have six houses, that's all. Now, the Yomer Rav Chama Bagur, your Yomer Rav, halacha k'Rabbi Shimon. The halacha here is k'Rabbi Shimon. And so the kashri is, Oman, Poliglai, who's arguing on Rabbi Shimon? We have Yehuda. I, v'amata, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. I, you just got finished saying the klal is, halacha is k'Rabbi Yehuda always. And here I say, not like your klal. This is my kasha and your klal. So the more name, this is going to answer the same terrace as there before. Well, my kushya, what's so shreya now, Kolom was saying right now? Dilma, hochinami, the same terrace. Heikud, the yitma, itma. Avada, there are yitzim in the Kolom. See if it says, beferish halacha k'reb shimin, we pass on k'reb shimin. But my klal is, heikud, lo yitma, lo yitma. But where it doesn't say beferish who we pass on like, it's some of my chlekes of Yehuda and k'reb shimin, the klal is, we pass on k'reb Yehuda. So right, you didn't shrug me up from here. Let's see, Tap Rashi. Sholosh Chatzeres, the Kama Bekates of Marvin, there's a Gemara later in the next Perek, will come Rabbi Yehuda. Ir Shor Rabin. At first, he had a city that had 600,000 people there. Venasa Shor Yochid. Shenisma to Luchsin. The population became smaller. Is Mavo Berechoivois, Samach Rebuyim, that you don't have 600,000 people going in the streets now. For Leidomli Hashto Digle Migber, it's not Doima to the Digle Midber, is Eng Marvin as Kulei. Still, you can't be Mar of those cities. Yachet together, elim shia chutzla nun durin. You have to leave over a part of the city, at least a 50 durin, 50 families. Shlo yarvu imo, lemevi heker liya shirabim. It should be a heker to know that liya shirabim, you can't be mar of the whole thing. The larva kuloi, elim avoyis mavoyis, only each mavi separately. Reb Shimon on Reb Shimon says, da'yu lishaya gyum chaterish beiz balibatim. It's enough to leave over three chaterim, each one two houses, just six people is enough. And it's a machlekes, and you see, klal halacha k'reb Shimon. That's the stira. And the Gemara is no stira. Heichad yitma, yitma, heichad layitma, layitma. So the Gemara, elamai, where's his cash from another case? Elamai ho, ditanan, hamaniach es beisai. Somebody leaves his house for Shabbos. He lives in an apartment house, and he forgot to make an erubi chateris. The halacha is, if the person is living in his apartment on Shabbos, and he did not make an erubi chateris, so he asks on everybody they can't carry from their house into the chotzer. What about the person who went out of town for Shabbos? He still didn't make an Arubi Chatzeres, but he left town. Is Hamaniach Es Beisoy, Volach Lishpois Biracheres. He went to another town for Shabbos. Is Echod Nochriv Yechod Yisrael, whether the guy is a Goy or a Yisrael, is Oysel of Nei Chatzeres. Still he asks on the people in his Chotzer. Why? Because since he still has his apartment there, so Kozman, he has an apartment there, he asks. Divrei Rabbi Meir, this is Rabbi Meir Shita. Rabbi Yehuda Raimah, no. Ainu Oyser. No, since they're not in the city right now, they don't ask to. They're not here at the Shabbos, is that they don't live in this apartment anymore, they don't ask to here. Rabbi Yosi Raimah like this. Nochri Oyser. A Nochri doesn't have an Issa Shvisa on Shabbos, he could travel, he'll take the plane, he'll take the train back home, he asks. Mashenkin Yisrael Ainu Oyser. Mifnei Shein Derech Yisrael Lovi B'Shabbos. But Yisrael went to another town for Shabbos, is not Mustafa, he's going to walk back home again on Shabbos. So Yisrael, when he went away for Shabbos, he went away. He's not here to Shabbos. He does nothing. Thus out, this is Rabbi Yosi Svarim. Rabbi Shimon Oiner, Afilu Aniach Es Beisoy, even if he just left your house, for Olach Lishpes Eso Bitoy, for Yosi Ir, he didn't even go to another city. He just went to your daughter, spent Shabbos by your daughter down the next block. It is also Eino Oyser. Still, you do not ask on your Bnei Chotzer. Why? Shekvar Asiach Daitoy. Once you pick yourself up from your house this Shabbos, and you're going to live in somebody else's apartment for the Shabbos, your Messiah Das are living in your house, you don't ask her anymore. That's Rav Shimon Shita. Shimon goes to Kula here. The Yomar Rav Chama Bagruya, Omar Rav, you should know, halachic Rav Shimon. You think a Paschal the Kula like Rav Shimon. That even if you only go around the corner to somebody else's house, still, you're not living in your first house anymore for the Shabbos, and you don't ask her on those people even though you did not make it a Rubik HaTzeres. Now the Kasher is, Oman Pola Galei, who argues here? We have Yehuda. I, Bo'amato, you just got finished saying the Kolomar, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, look, Rabbi Yehuda. That's Somel, that's the Kasha, you say not like your cloud. So the Monachim are the same territory. Oh, my Kushi, what's so Shvehir? Nochamom, Dilma Hochinami, Hecha, the Yitma Hitmer. Where we say, Beferish, Allah, Rabbi Shimon, how about the Raja Yitzim in the cloud? We could pass on Rabbi Shimon. Oh, Hecha, the Layitma, Layitmer. Well, we did not learn, then you don't ask any Kashas. When we do not learn, then the klal tak riz hal machlokes Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda and Echnami, the klal is halachic Reb Yehuda. See Rashi. Oyser al bnei chatzeres shelo yotzi mi batei in the chotzer. They can't carry out from their house into the chotzer. Well, even though you're not here, but you still have your reshus there. You're not making Erev, still you are. We have Yudu Reine, Einu Oyser, Hoyel Vienna Beer. No, since you're not in the city, you don't answer. Nochri Oyser, Afa P. Shane Beer, Shere Yocholovoy, Vienna Zehetzach Min Alev. A guy goes away for Shabbos, so what? He goes away for a few hours. He has not to come back again. Avo Yisrael, Misholach Mikan, Vulei Bo, Mera Shabbos, Siach, Lebeisoy, Meliboy. If a person travels away and didn't come home before Shabbos, his Messiah does not to come home again on Shabbos. Kola Shabbos. As if nobody lives in this house right now, and therefore it doesn't answer on them. Lishvois Eitzel Bitter, Shimon is making, even if you're only going to your daughter, even if you went Thursday to visit your daughter, and she lives in the city, still, since you're not living here on Shabbos, you don't ask them. Rabbi Yehuda Polagalei, the Yom Abir Acheris, Eino Oyser, Zadiyakob Oyser, Oyser. We have Yaisi Nami Polagalei, Elechad Bnei Anokit. So there's a kasha to your kolam. Before you said Eshen Alech Reb Yehuda, and you also said Alech Reb Yaisi. So there's a double kasha here. Now the Gemara's parents know, there's Tam Kolam when we don't know who to pass the line. But if it says Beferish Alech Reb Shimon, and Echnami, then we pass like Reb Shimon.
He's old enough Nimzain Nomer Aleph. In the middle of Charlotte, of these klolim are emes or not emes. Elo meho, bring it right from here. The Charlotte was, somebody said he doesn't know from these klolim. He doesn't know the halach is like a kreb. Yeah, you see a halach kreb Kiva, halach kreb Shimon, halach kreb Yehuda. What's the raya? Elo meho, detinan. Vizel shomru ho oni ma'arev baraglu. Is halach that an oni could be ma'arev baraglu. It means you want to make an Arupe Tchumim to walk outside the city more than a Payamama. Not only is it alright if you put a lechem there, if you put bread there, but if you just walk there. If you yourself walk there with your feet, and you're there, Ben Hashmosh is outside in the fields, you're also Kohen Shvisa. So that's the halacha there, that Zel Sharmu Oni Mara Baraglev, an Oni, that Pasha doesn't have money to have a lechem, to have bread, he can make an Arupe Tchumim, the fact he walks out in the field and stays there himself. Rabbi Meir Oimer, Onu Ein Lonu El Oni, Enochanamis, Bedavkin Oni. Hey, and Oshi is somebody that could afford to put out bread there, and the roof with Chumim is Dafka with bread. You can't do it by walking there yourself. Only an Oni could be Mekel. If an Oni walks outside the Chum and stays there, Ben Ashmoshes, he's Koine Shrisa. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Echad Oni V'Echad Oshi. No, whether the person is poor, whether the person is rich, even though he could afford to put pas, but if he himself wants to walk there, and he's there by Nashmoshas, he's also kind of Shvisa outside by the Alpayim Amma. And Lo Yomru Ma'arvim Bapas, Elo Lohokil Al Oshir. That we say you can make an Arubei Tchumim by putting pas, putting bread outside, that's only a kula for an Oshir, somebody that could afford it. Shelo Yetze V'Yara Baraglav. That he does not have to walk out to the fields by Nashmoshas and be there, but he could be home in his house, make Kiddush home. I, where's the Rubet Chumim? He already put before Shabbos outside on the field Lechem, so that's the halacha. So if you want to be Mekel and put bread, you could put bread. But who are then if you want to walk there with your feet and be there? Enochnami is good, both for an Osher, both for an Oni. Have this halacha, you could be kind of Shrisam, where Lamaisa you are. Rashi says, Yechad Oni, Yechad Osher, Milsad Reb Yehuda. So the more umasni lay Rav Chia bar Ashi lechia bar Rav Taimei the Rav, he said over in front of Rav that what echad oni the echad osher, that the locher is echad osher the echad oni, both of them you could make the Rubei Tchumim by the fact he walks there. He doesn't have to put a lechem there. If he walks there, it's also good. The Yomalei Rav, and Rav ended off like this. The Yomalei Rav Sayim bo nami, you should end off like this. Halachik Reb Yudah. That the loch is like Reb Yehuda. He ended off like that also. And that's Reb Yehuda's loch here that says, Echad Oni V'Echad Osher. Now the kashter is, Tarti Lomeli, Ivo Marto Rabbi Meir Reb Yehuda, loch Reb Yehuda. Why did Rav have to end off here and say Beferish? Halach is Reb Yehuda. That was your klal. Your klal before was when we have a machloikas Reb Yehuda and Reb Meir, halach is Reb Yehuda. So why does Rav have to say beferish is dalochom? He could have stam said. He could have stam said azoy. And the Gemara, so the Chur is a raya. We don't hold like the klolim before. Rashi lomali lemitzek halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. To Rabbi Meir Polagale. The Rabbi Meir is the one that argues on him. Ha'kayel liyel lehechad loyitmar halacha loykamav loykamar avdinik Rabbi Yehuda. That was the klolim before. The one that doesn't say beferish, should we pass him like the klal is the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir? We pass like Rabbi Yehuda. So it's a kash and Rav. Why did Rav have to say nochem ol here halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda? Like pshita halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara my kushya, what was so shver to him? Dilma Rav less talhani kloli. Enochnam yitaka right. You have a raya that Rav does not hold from the klolim before. Rav does not hold the klal that Ramei and Reb Yehuda. We always pass on Reb Yehuda. That's why Rav here had to say halacha k'Reb Yehuda. But the other man, the yomim, everybody else, taka holds not like Rav. They taka hold like we said before these klolim halacha k'Reb Yehuda. So still, what was shver to him? So Drashi Rav less talhani kloli. Or mishum derav less like karmat less nayum. The fact that Rav doesn't hold like this, you shouldn't have said we don't pass like these klolim. For Rabbi Yechonim komalhu, for halacha k'Rabbi Yechonim. Rabbi Yechonim was the one that said it's klal that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir we pass like Rabbi Yehuda. If there's a machlokes Rabbi Yechonim and Rav, we pass like Rabbi Yechonim. So since Rabbi Yechonim like is the one that said this klal, even though Rav himself does not hold like this klal, how should we hold them? We should zecher b'seimach on Rabbi Yechonim to say the klalim are like this. So Trik Shvem, why did he say that less say lahani kloli? He does know from these klolim. Here is Kashan Rav Meshashia. The first one named Amr Rav Meshashia was the one that said less nayin lahani kloli. Rav Meshashia said we don't pass with these klolim. So Kashan is even though you have a Rav that doesn't hold that he's klolim. And there's always a klal, Rav is like a tana, Rav could be polud. But I call upon him, since it's a machlekes, Rav Yechonin and Rav, we should pass like Rav Yechonin. So and still shver Rav Meshashia, why did he say, less nair lahani kloli? So the Morel and Mehor, I'll bring it right from here. The Tanan, the Aloche by Yevomis, the Sefti Yevomis, Ha Yevomom, a Yevomim means that a husband was mace, and they don't have any children. Is Aloche lay techlet, if there is a brother alive, so the other second brother should not make chalitza on his brother's wife. He should not make yibum either. They have to wait at least 3 months. 3 months after your brother died, then you can make either chalitza or else yibum on your brother's wife. Allah with any other wife that if a husband died and she gets married now a second time, she should not make nisuyin. She should not even make erusin, not even kedushin. Until they should wait at least 3 months. And the reason is that we're afraid maybe she was pregnant from the first husband, and we won't know, and then she'll become pregnant, and then she'll have us get married, and she'll give birth after 9 months. So they will have a suffix, is this kid from the first husband, or is this kid from the second husband? She gave birth 9 months later. Maybe it was a 7th month old baby from the second one. So there'll be a suffix, who is the father? So we always say you have to wait 3 months. Then we'll know klom that if she's pregnant then, or else we'll know she first become pregnant later, and it'll be from the second husband. So Zolach, you always have to wait three chadoshim. Echad besulis, whether by the first marriage there is still besulis, means she never had via. The echad bulis, even though she had via. So if she had via, that's a good reason. The chur besulis is only exeri, even though besulis means never had tashmish, so if she's not pregnant, still is not exeri. The echad almonis, the echad gerushis. Whether she's an almona means the husband died, the yechod grushis. Well, this time you give a get. The give a get is the same halacha. The wife should not get married a second time until she waits 3 months. Echad arusais, the yechod nesuyas. Whether the gerushin was from the time they're in arusa, as they only had kedushin, they didn't have nesuyin altogether, so really there shouldn't be any chash, they didn't have tashmish, still it's exeiram, otto mishum nesuyas. So echad aruchas, yechod nesuyas. That's the law. Even though you only had erusin, you didn't even have nesuyin, still you're supposed to wait 3 months before you get married a second time. Rabbi Yehuda Leimer, nesuyais yisarsu. Yehuda said, nesuyais, no. Only if she had nesuyin, they had tashmish be already, then there's a problem, maybe she's pregnant from the first husband, then she shouldn't get married a second time, till 3 months later. Echad nesuyais, Yehuda Leimer, nesuyais Yisarsu. Nisuyis, if they have Nisuyin, then she's allowed to have Kedushin right away. Ve'enechnami, Nisuyin she can't make until she waits 3 months to make this Havchonim. But she is allowed to get married right away to make Kedushin, so she shouldn't have the Nisuyin. The Yarusis, if Metchilo, she only had Kedushin with the first husband, she didn't have Nisuyin, then Yinosu. Then she's allowed to get married right away. She doesn't make any Gzeris. If they had Tashmis by the first husband, so it's a suffix, maybe she's pregnant, then she has to wait 3 months. But if by the first husband there was no Bia, then she's allowed to get married and have Nisuyin right away. Chutz me Arusa Shev Yehuda. Only in Yehuda, in that place, even in Arusa, if they only had Kedushin, still she should not get married if she got a get. Her husband died right afterwards, she should not get married till 3 months later. Mithnei Shaliba Gaspa. Because in Yehuda, there the Kal and Chosm were very close together. So even though they only had Kedushin, there's a chash, maybe they had Bia together, and maybe she became pregnant. So in Yehuda, even though they only made Erisin, still she's supposed to wait 3 months before she get married a second time. This is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Yossi says, Kol ha-noshim yisarsu. Any Isha, when her first husband is made, so she gets a get, she's allowed to get married right away. By Kedushin, they didn't make any Gzeris. She's allowed to get married right away. Chutz min almona, only an almona, that means her first husband died, then she shouldn't get married right away. Vivnei Ivul, as far as she has to wait 30 days, also Avelis, she shouldn't get married the first 30 days, Mishum Avelis. But in the case where the husband did not die, nor the husband gave her a get, then Kedushin, she's allowed to get married right away. Enechnam min Nisuyin, maybe you have to wait for. That you have to wait 3 months for the Nisuyin, not she shouldn't become pregnant from the second husband, but Kedushin she's allowed to make right away. So these are the three shittas, Machloikas Rav Yehuda and Rav Yossi. V'yamrinon, and we said that Rav Elezer, V'yamrinon, where's here, Rav Elezer, Lo'or Levei Medrosha, he didn't go into the Beis Medrash that day. Ashkechel Rabasi, Tevi Koyim, he saw Rabasi outside, Omalei, my Omer Levei Medrosha. So Rabbi Elezer asked Rabasi, what do they learn today in the Beis HaMedrash? Omalei, so Rabasi told over to him, Hochi Yomer Rabbi Yechanan, this is the way Rabbi Yechanan said, Yishno Halacha Ka Rabbi Yossi. We pass can let Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi is the last sheet here, he's pretty makel, that he says, Kol HaNoshim Yisarsu. Every Isha, she's allowed to get married right away. Kedushin is Mutter. We only ask in the Suyin, in the case where the Pasha Zachshash, that maybe she's pregnant for the first husband, then you have to wait 3 months later. So he said, Halacha Kareb Yossi. So the Mor Mechlau, the Yechidoi Pola Golei, that there's only a Yochid that dings the Chon Reb Yossi. And this is good, because we said before, Halacha Kareb Yossi, and Reb Yechon is the one that said, Halacha Kareb Yossi, if somebody else argues on him. So here, there's only a Yochid, one other person argues on Reb Yossi, like it says here, was Reb Yehuda, and it's good, while we pass on like Reb Yossi. So the Mor in, yeah, right, yeah. That was the first man Yom HaSadav. I don't think Rabbi Yechanan says like that. The first man Yom HaSadav like that, not Rabbi Yechanan though.
And also, when it says it's Yechidai, are we saying that the Tanakhama is Yechidai?
Right. Bechal Yechidai Poligolei. So the more in, you talk a right, but Tanya bring a right to this. Hare Shehoiso Redufo Lelech Lebeisaviyah. Let's say Bishas, the first marriage. The Zishma says there wasn't too much Shalom Bayis there. So she could say she was running back to her father's house. She didn't stay with her husband. She was always running back to her father's house. Or else we knew they were very angry then. And the son didn't have tashmish together, so there's no shash. Maybe she's pregnant. Or else we know the first husband was a zokin. He couldn't have children. Or else he was very sick also, he couldn't have children. Or else we knew that she was a chayla the last 3 months. Or else akara, we know she's an akara. Or else a kena, she's older, she can't have children. Or else she's a katana. Or else va'ailanis. Ailanis also means that she can't have children. V'shein a ruy leilid. Or other cases, not unless I think, as we'll see Rashi, she was born in ailanis. And ailan a ruy leilid means maybe something else happened later, that right now she's not able to have children. Or shahoya baila chobash aveso asurim. Or else the first husband, the last 3 months, was locked up in jail, and then he died. So the kids say, we know Klaus, she's not pregnant from the first husband. Or else Hamapeles, Liacha Mises Baila. Or else Taka, she was pregnant when the first husband died. But then she was Mapa right away. So we know Klaus, now she's not pregnant now. Is Kulon Tzrichan lahamtim gimel chadoshim. Diber Reb Meir. That's the Tanakama Yochid Reb Meir Shita. That the Rabbanim made a loy plug. There's a gzeira that Rabbanim made a loy plug. No matter what matzav you are, when your husband dies or gives you a get, you have to wait 3 months until you get married a second time. It's a gzeira loy plug. That's Diber Reb Meir. Reb Meir made a gzeira here. Reb Yosi matel yeris. Reb Yosi says no. Erisin is mutter right away. Mutel Reb Yosi matel yeris. Will he not say miyad? And who are then you can make nisuin also right away? But that's Reb Yosi Shita, that when there's no shash that she's pregnant from the first husband, you let her get married right away. So this is good. So that's what we're saying, that who argues on Reb Yosi? A yochid. Reb Meir is the one that argues on Reb Yosi. Hazat Gemara, lomuli, why do you have to say here, halacha Reb Yosi, Ivor Marta, you Reb Yechon said before, Reb Meir of Reb Yosi, halacha Reb Yosi. This is the way Reb Yechon before said. Whenever there's a machlokes Reb Meir and Reb Yosi, we pass like Reb Yosi. So now it's a kasha. Why do you have to end off here to say you should know halacha Reb Yosi? Should we pass like Reb Yosi? According to your kolam before, whenever there's a machlokes Reb Meir and Reb Yosi, halacha is Reb Yosi. So that's the kasha. How come Reb Aski told them over in the base of Medrash today they gave out a special halacha that Reb Yechon is passing Reb Yosi? Is why do you have to pass like Reb Yosi if you tell me that Reb Yechon said a klal before? That halach is Reb Yosi, but Mokin Reb Meir. How come Reb Yechon over here had a paskin halach is Reb Yosi? Elamai lechurutz arayit Reb Mesharshiyam that lisnai lahani kloli. Reb Yechon never said that klal. Reb Yechon never said halach is Reb Yosi, but Mokin Reb Meir. The Meir here, if there's a machlekes Reb Yosi and Reb Meir, do we make a loy plug and Isha can't get married after she has to bedafk always wait 3 months or not? It's good. Why you had to say here halach is Reb Yosi? So this is Reb Mesharshiyam's raya that Reb Yechon never said this klal. Yes, Kasha Lomeli. For Matra Mei Reb Yosi, Lach Reb Yosi. For the Gemara Nei No Mai Kusha, this still can't be the Raya for Meshashia. Why was a Meshashia so shver to this Halach here? I tell you, Dilma La Fukim Med Rav Nachman. Maybe the reason why Reb Yechon had to say the Farish in this Machlaikis, Reb Yosi and Reb Meir, that here in this Machlaikis we also pass like Reb Yosi. You know why? To go Kineged Rav Nachman. What was Rav Nachman? Zin Omar Shmuel. The Omar Halacha Kereb Meir Begzeroisa. There's a new cloud. They say wherever Reb Meir makes a gzeira, not he's saying halacha with the rabbon halacha with the raisa, but Reb Meir is saying a gzeira. Wherever Reb Meir made a gzeira, we always pass him like Reb Meir's gzeiras. So there's a svara here, even though it's a machlekes Reb Yosi and Reb Meir. Reb Meir makes a gzeira. Any issue you are, if your husband dies, the husband gives you a get, you can't get married for the next 3 months. Even in the case that this Isha is not pregnant, we know 100% she's not pregnant anyway, still she can't get married. It's a gzeira ought to an Isha that maybe she is pregnant, and then we won't know who the husband is of the son. Is it the first husband or second husband? So a Meir makes a gzeira, no Isha could get married until she waits 3 months. So since Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel says to the klal, we always pass can let the gzeiras of Reb Meir, so maybe even though Reb Yosi dinzachan Reb Meir, but it's a makam a gzeira, which is still pass like Reb Meir, that's why here Reb Yechon had to say over the Farish, halacha Reb Yosi. Even though Reb Yechon said the klal is usually a machlekes Reb Yosi and Reb Meir, we pass like Reb Yosi, and maybe that's only where Reb Meir is not saying a gzeira, but where Reb Meir is saying a gzeira, since it's a special klal of Nachman Amar Shmuel, that we always pass like a gzeiras. Maybe here we should still pass on Reb Meir. Kamashmula, no, here we still pass on Reb Yosi. So by the Swik Shven, Reb Meshashia, what did Reb Meshashia say, Lisnei Elahani Kloli? There's no kashas on these klolim yet. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Elamayho. Elamayah's kashate was from here. Ditanya. Holchin liyurid shel nochrim. You let it go down to a yurid. That's like a marketplace. Even though it belongs to the goyim are the ones that are selling it. The loichin mehem, you let it buy from the goyim. The hema, you can buy behemoths from them. The yavodim, you can buy slaves. Or shvachos, batim, you can buy houses from the goyim. Sodesh, you can buy fields. Or kromin, you can buy vineyards. The koisev umala v'yakoyish alehem. And even though the deed you have to write over in their bezdin, in their courts, you let it go down to their courts, their akoyis, to write down the deeds to make sure you have a kinyan in the karka. The sod now belongs to you, this bias belongs to you. Why? Mifnei shu kamatsu miyodin. It's as if you're saving it from them. Let's see Rashi. Liyuridzik Rashi, Shuk Hanikva Liyoyim Chag Shledik Choven. There was a special marketplace that the Goyim used to make on their Chag, on their Goyish Yomtiv. V'loikhin mehen batim v'sodis. And you're allowed to buy and their Yomtiv from them houses and fields. So Trashi, Mifnei Shematin, because you're making them less, you're taking away from them. That's why it's mutter. Even though the Mishnah in the Gemara Na'avoy the Zora says, B'shas day you read, you're not allowed to buy from them, because there's a Shiloh on their Chag, they're moited to the Avoy the Zora. They deem the Avoy the Zora. So if you buy from them from one time of the Gemara to Zeron, you're going to make them be moited to the Avoy the Zora. So it's like Midrabbanan, you can't buy from them on their Chagim, you should make them be over their Avoy the Zora, deem Avoy the Zora. Mashenka, these things you're allowed to buy from them. The Sodis and the Avodim and the Behemoths. So Rashi says, what's the time? Mevnei Shemamitim. By buying these things away from the Goyim, you're taking away from them, so merely you're making them less, that's good. Inanim Mishum Yishev Eretz Yisrael. Or else another Hetem Mishum Yishev Eretz Yisrael. Tinti Vidvor argues in Rashi, Vidvor says, Nam Mestavron Mevnei Shemaratim. What do you mean you're taking away from them? But you're still doing business with them, and you're not allowed to do business with them. Like, it's not really b'mamayitim, you're not making them worthless, you're giving them money instead. So if I care, they want the money, and with the money they go buy other things. So you're not like, you buy their animals, you're not taking away from them, you're exchanging for them, and then you can with the money. So it's well learned, it's talking about these things are big tzarech, that Yid needed these things, and the only time the Goyim sold their avodim and their behemoths was on the Yom HaChag. So Mela blabs like a Dovra Ovud, and a Dovra Ovud is mutter to buy. That's the halacha there. So Mela, these things blab like a Dovra Ovud. The only time you can buy these things are only at their Chag, therefore the Rabbanu will make you allowed to buy them on the Yom Chag. That's the halacha, these things you're allowed to buy from them. So another din it says there. Well, let's see Rashi right there. Deim of Yavodim Shvachos, Mevnei Shemachnisim Gdusha. Alright, Rashi, another time here. If you buy the animals and avodim, you bring the Kedusha. If that now belongs to Yisrael, so the Eved Pasha become like an Eved Kanani, but then he can become a Yisrael, the Shvachas also, Vehemon. That's why it's Mutim. Omala Hashtar, if you want to buy the house, you have to write a Shtar, is Ba'akor Shalahim. Lifnei Dainehim. Lachtoim. You have to use their judges and let them sign on it. V'yafapu Yishu Chashibus Lahim. Even though usually you're not supposed to go to their courts to use them, because you're being mafshim, you're showing that they are very choshev, they're very important. The Yiko Lamechesh Duma Azli Umaydi. Maybe since when the Goyim see that the Yidden make them important, they'll go and be Oved Avoid the Zora, they'll be Moidus and Avoid the Zora. Afilu Achishori. Here in these cases, this Mutter, why Mifneshu Kamatsum Yodim? Shalayach Serovik Echovim Viyar Alamachira. That since you're buying a house off a Goy, if you want to make sure the sale is 100%, the guy shouldn't be chayzer on the sale. Therefore, you're allowed to go even to his court to make sure he'll give you a good shtar mechiram. He won't be chayzer from the shtar. Yes, so Rabbanu will make it in these cases. Let's say the Yisrael is a koyin, is metamei b'chutz l'oretz. He's allowed to be metamei to go into chutz l'oretz, even though chutz l'oretz has a tumah midrabbanan, and the koyin is not allowed to be metamei himself. Still, he's allowed to go into chutz l'oretz. Lo don v'larri mohim. In the case where he bought the character off them, he bought a field, and they have tainas on him, no, you didn't buy it, he's allowed to go into chutzlars to be ma'arah with them, to go to the complaint to show that he owns it. His rabbon will make it. Without the tumas, chutzlars only with the rabbonon, here again, the tzarech yishev, Eretz Yisrael, they will make it, you could go into their courts to fight with them. Ukeshem shimatama b'chutzlars, the same way a kohen has the right to go into chutzlars for these reasons, kach mitama v'sakvoros. Who are then the Kohen is allowed to go into the Beis HaKvoros? It's in a case where the only time the guy says, I'll meet you in the Beis HaKvoros, or I'll only sell you my house in the Beis HaKvoros, your Kohen is allowed to go into the Beis HaKvoros. For the Gemara, Beis HaKvoros HaKadaitoch, Tumut Yeraisi, to go into a Beis HaKvoros, as Mamach Nisid Yeraisa. A Kohen, you can't be Mamach Nisid Yeraisa, Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So Grashi, Beis HaKvoros HaKadaitoch, Ho'oba Balav, there's a law for Kohen not to go into the Beis HaKvoros. Elot means the Beis HaPras. It means not a real Beis HaKvoros. It just means Beis HaPras is there's a suffix. Is there a kever in this field? And then they made disha, they plowed over the field. So it's a big suffix that there's no mace there altogether. So it's only a suffix in the Rabbonin. So even though with the Rabbonin it's Tomei, here the Rabbonin will make it. Mo'el Beis HaPras, the Rabbonin. Yeah, since it's only this, so the Rabbanu will make Mishum Yishev Eretz Yisrael to be able to buy a house if you have to go and buy it from the Goy in the Beis HaPras. A kohen, if he wants to get married and he can't find a shidduch in Eretz Yisrael, and he wants to go to Chutz Loretz, even though Chutz Loretz has a tumah, he's allowed to go into Chutz Loretz, the rabbanu will make go for the purpose of getting married. The lil my Torah. Who I think if the kohen wants to go learn Torah, he's allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael to go to Chutz Loretz to learn Torah. Om Rav Yehuda, Amosai, when is the heter bizman shein moitzi lumud? Only if he can't find anybody to teach him in Eretz Yisrael, then he's allowed to go to Chutz Loretz. But if he finds a Rebbe in Eretz Yisrael, lo yitame. Then he has no right to kohen to go into Chutz Loretz to the time himself. He wants to go learn. We tell him, stay in Eretz Yisrael, you have a malamed there. Rebbe Yosi Yoimah, no. Af bizman shemoitzi lilmud. Even though he has a malamed in Eretz Yisrael, still if he feels he'll learn better by a different Rebbe in Chutz Loretz, he'd rather go Chutz Loretz. Why? Lilmud nami yitame. Lefi she'ein min hakel zeich odom lilmud. It's not true, you can't learn as good from